can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And once again, 855-453 is the number here. You can, of course, take control on the website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that you find on the site, we give away to you, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites. $5, $6, $7, $8 a month they charge you, and then you get in to get the bonuses. Well, we just give you everything up front. You get all the archives you want. You can actually interact with other listeners there in the chat room, the forum. There's so much to do. You can actually control the content by submitting items to our site, and then those items will be voted upon, and the most votes, those that receive the most votes, will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So you can go to freetalklive.com to check that out. Going to talk about thought crimes tonight, and there are a couple of different stories. One is from Britain, where there's a pretty serious crackdown apparently going on against dissenters. And then another one, which is probably going to be disturbing to hear about for a lot of people in this country, and that is from the Joplin Globe at joplinglobe.com.
This Missouri? Is...
I believe so, yeah. The Western District of Missouri, where a Monet man has pleaded guilty Monday in federal court to possession of child pornography. Now, most people would hear that and they would think, well, that's good. That man should be put away. Children are hurt in the creation of child pornography. They're threatened and there's force involved, and this is not good. We've got to put those people in jail. But there's one little detail that you wouldn't be knowing about, and that is that the child pornography in this case is cartoons.
Drawn pictures.
Yes. So not actual real children, but the thought of children. The idea of children engaging in some sort of, you know, terrible sex act or whatever. We don't know what the actual pictures were, but we do know they were not actual photographs.
And that's one of the, I mean, we've, over the years, we've seen a few of these instances. People have been gone after for, wasn't it?
The Simpsons.
Bart Simpson? Yeah. Bart Simpson and his siblings copulating.
Bart is a fourth grader in The Simpsons, and I believe Lisa is younger than Bart.
And and none of his class ever seems to move forward.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Bart came out
in fourth grade for 20-something years.
Yeah, 20-something years. Yeah. Bart's like 30. And but anyway, I mean, they arrested some guy for possession of Simpsons porn.
Well, let me give you a little more of the story here. This is not the Simpsons porn story, but that is something that had happened. Christian B., 36 years old, pleaded guilty to possession of obscene materials in a plea agreement that would lead to a recommendation that he be sentenced to 3 years in prison without parole, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Missouri. B's wife contacted Monette Police Department in August 2011 concerning files she found on her husband's computer. The federal prosecutor's office said the information she provided police led to a search warrant and the seizure of his computer. Forensic examination of said computer turned up a collection of electronic comics entitled Incest Comics that contained numerous cartoon images of minors engaged in sexual intercourse with adults or other minors. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the images very clearly lack any literary, artistic, political, or scientific value, as though one must have all of that in order to possess a drawing in the United States. A sentencing hearing will be scheduled for the defendant after a pre-sentence investigation by the U.S. Probation Office. And that's all there is on this story, by the way. I looked up this guy's name and tried to find, you know, some sort of detail, more information. This is like a local story, and you figured that would have the most. And this is actually the most detailed version of the story. So that's all the information we have. But there are no allegations that this man had anything in the realm of actual
photographic
evidence of children engaging in sex acts, which is supposed to be the definition of child pornography. I mean, that was the whole idea behind banning child porn, is that, you know, children are abused in the process of making child porn, and so therefore it's a crime to have the evidence of that abuse or something like that. This is so far and away removed from the original intention of...
Right. This is just about whether or not you find, I guess, I mean, whether... we don't know exactly the reason this guy is possessing this stuff, but the assumption one can make is that he finds this titillating, right?
That's probably the reason, yeah. I don't imagine he was doing a research project.
He could have been, for all we know, right? His wife
Isn't
could
that
have
what
downloaded,
the guy from the Who
his
said?
Wife could have downloaded this stuff, for all we know.
That much is true, and that I kind of that was my question when I heard this was, well, did he actually do this?
But the problem is he didn't.
But he pled
guilty. Go to a trial, and fewer than 1%, far fewer than 1% of arrests result in a trial, because most people are just too scared or too poor, really, to take things to trial. The public defenders really are. They're really not interested in taking all those cases they have to trial. They route people through as far as plea bargains go, and the prosecutors are the same way. They have no interest in taking anything to trial. So you just have this kind of churning system of plea bargains going on, and I have no idea. I don't think that a plea bargain means somebody's guilty or innocent.
I imagine this guy was probably looking at many more years in prison
if he was found guilty. They threaten the heck out of you.
But, yeah, I wonder, you know, was it, presumably it was him. I mean, he did take the plea deal. If it wasn't him, would you really take a plea to possessing pornography
People
that wasn't yours?
People take pleas for all kinds of reasons. I don't know. I wouldn't take it. But
right.
It's easy to sit out here, not sitting in jail. I mean, yeah. you're not supposed to be going to county jail unless you're a danger to society or a flight risk. Mm. But the fact is, everybody goes there that doesn't have money.
Now, somebody could make the argument, Mark, that this guy is a danger to society. I mean, that pictures, drawings of children having sex with children or children having sex with adults is just one step away from actually having photos of it, and that's just one step away from actually going ahead and abducting a child or something like that.
Well, I'd really like to know. I think it would be fair for people to know that it's against the law to possess this kind of stuff first, because at that point, then all the smart perverts will go and start looking at kids' underwear ads on the internet rather than looking at these cartoons.
What would have happened if the folder were to be filled with underwear advertisements from the Sears catalog or something like that? And that's interesting that you bring that up, because once upon a time, it was probably like 6 years ago, we actually had a guy call the show who was a self-professed pedophile, and he talked about how he didn't care if he didn't see any nude pictures of children. He would just use underwear ads and things like that. Like, he had no problem. He got his jollies just fine off of looking at a child in underwear as he did on, a child who was naked. So what would have happened had this folder been full of, some people under the age of 10 in their underwear? Would that have been okay? Would that have been not a crime? Or would it also have been a crime? Because, I mean, the idea that a drawing is a criminal act, if a drawing is a prohibited thing to have in this country, what else can be prohibited?
The problem I have here isn't that what appears to be some pervert goes to jail. My problem is that in this country, you're so likely to be arrested, and the system's so likely to push you through that somebody who's so obviously not guilty of any crime has been, shoved through the system. I mean,
you mean a crime against another human being?
At what point, a crime. No, this isn't a crime.
Right.
At what point, when did legislators write down drawings are crimes? I mean, that doesn't make
possession
any sense.
Possession of obscene materials. They do not have literary, artistic, political, or scientific value, and so therefore are obscene by definition.
I've got oregano government in my cabinet. If I decide to smoke it, are they going to arrest me for pot? I mean, this is it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. You can't arrest somebody for child porn when they don't have child porn. Child porn has children in it.
Well, that's why they didn't charge
him
with possession.
Not lines drawn on paper.
So this story is a little confusing because it says that he pleaded guilty to possession of cartoons depicting child pornography. That's an accurate description of what happened. But the actual crime was possession of obscene materials.
Well,
so he hasn't actually been convicted of possessing child pornography.
That is a violation of the First Amendment of the United States.
Which might mean that he's not actually a sex offender. Like, if he's possessing obscene materials, that may not mean that, like, if you've got a child porn charge, that might be a sex offense, right? This may not actually
What's
be a sex offense.
What's 3 years going to do to fix this guy's brain, by the way?
Oh, you're not going to be better after spending 3 years in prison, that's for sure.
Probably not.
Especially as an alleged, child porn guy. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Should thought crimes be illegal?
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. And so be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And those features include news updates. To get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, or if you prefer, Facebook or Twitter. You'll actually get more information on Facebook and Twitter. We update the show, or we update our Facebook and Twitter throughout the program every single night. So sometimes posting articles or questions, observations. So
You can sign up for email, Facebook, Twitter, all over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable are a vexing task for you, as they are for most businesses, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They'll take good care of you. They make sure that every call is recorded, and they use the best equipment money can buy. It's SACL CAI at freetalklive.com.
So somebody listening to this conversation might be saying to themselves, what is wrong with you people? I mean, you Free Talk Live guys, you're sick defending a sick pervert like this. This man clearly was into the idea of having sex with children. He had pictures, not actual photographs, but drawings on his computer in a folder labeled incest. What was it? Incest pictures or something like that. Yes, incest comics, apparently, is what it was. And so clearly this man belongs in a prison cell, so he can't harm any children. You know, how dare you stand up for him? Who do you think you are?
Well, the question what seems obvious to me is this person's handling whatever their deviation is. I mean, if I'm to assume, and I'm told, that gay people are born the way they're born, I tend to think that both, you know, nature and nurture has some kind of effect in that area. But I guess I can assume the same thing when it comes to pedophiles. I don't know. I don't know why pedophiles are pedophiles, and I suspect that most pedophiles don't know why they're pedophiles. But if a pedophile is a pedophile, isn't what society asks from that pedophile is manage your pedophilia?
Well, I think most people would want to, it seems like most people would want to just put him to death.
I think
that seems to be
people,
the response from most people.
I think there's a lot of people that want that. But that really denies about 1,000 years of jurisprudence and throws us back into the Stone Age. Okay? So I could want somebody who doesn't want jurisprudence for their fellow man to be killed too. So that's, you know, we just throw that out of the window. We just say those are mouth-breathing Neanderthals, and we're just going to ignore those people.
Well, and that touches on why I think it's so important to be bringing this to your attention and to stand up for this guy. Because as soon as if you just sit back and you don't care about what happens to someone like this, one of the undesirables in society, if you just stand by and watch it happen, then just you wait until the government decides it's something you think should be illegal. Because it's like Pastor Martin Niemöller wrote back in World War II, the days, was first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't speak up. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't speak up. And then there's some third group, which I forget. They came for this third group, and I didn't speak up. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up. And so don't think for a moment.
The Jews, by the way.
Was it the third group of the Jews? Anyway, don't think for a moment that it's just going to stop here. In fact, as I said, I've got examples of from Britain here as well of thought crimes that are coming down, and they're bringing down on dissenters in Britain. So they start with the you know, the less desirables. It's easy to target people like this. There's no.
They threw in what was it, Max Hardcore for some kind of hardcore pornography.
Yes, he's a porn producer. He produced some pretty sick, like disturbingly sick pornography, but he didn't do it with children or anything like that. He just had some, let's say, bodily fluids were involved, and
yuck.
Yeah, gross stuff, but it's all consensual. Everybody who was acting in those porns was there consensually. They were getting a paycheck, and everybody who purchased or viewed those porn episodes were doing it consensually. And they put him in prison. So it's not even just that they're targeting people for so-called child pornography. They're going after anybody who's kind of on the periphery of, you know, deviance, if you will. And how many people will stand up for people like this? 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Let's talk to Randy. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'll be one of these people that stand up for this guy for several reasons. First off, what if, like, you're at a friend's house or something and, you know, you accidentally see some cartoon like that on their computer or something? Mm-hmm. Does that make you guilty of it? Second off, you know, I'm almost 45 years old. I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen cartoons of, like, guys having sex with animals. That's offensive to me. I've seen gay cartoons. Those are offensive to me. So if those are legal, then it ought to be legal for a cartoon like this, as distasteful as it is.
Absolutely right. And you know, make a great point about the general idea that how is it a crime to see evidence of a crime? I mean, just the whole concept of, if it's true that a child was forced into a pornographic movie or photographic situation, that is a crime. That is a crime. The photo and the movie are evidence of that crime. So to have evidence of a crime, in my opinion, shouldn't necessarily be a crime, but it's a crazy world.
Exactly.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Randy. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Dan is also listening.
One thing I can say is I don't know that the world is ready for a world where child porn isn't a crime. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It should be a crime if people are forced into a situation in which
not the evidence of the crime. Do you understand? I'm just kind of, I think there's a distinction there, and I think that you're right in that distinction.
I should not be found guilty of a crime if I have evidence of a guy stealing a purse from somebody.
Right. If you've got a picture of somebody burning a house down, that doesn't make you guilty of having burned a house down.
Yeah, exactly. Dan is on the line listening in Virginia. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
This case is very interesting because I do reporting, and a few months ago we had gotten another big story and press release with where a guy had been arrested for child pornography. And a couple of judges had asked me to sit in their courtrooms because they're concerned about – it was different issues. But anyways, to get to the point, I had remembered the press release, and they brought the guy into the courtroom for his hearing. And what had happened was the guy was suffering from depression, and he had taken some prescription medicines. He had overtaken them, and so they arrested him for it. Then he went out to Las Vegas from Virginia trying to make a better life and actually tried to kill himself. Using his prescription drugs. So they arrested him for that. But while they did that, they searched his home here in Virginia. They went into his garage, and in the desk where his computer was, they had found a piece of paper where Miley Cyrus, I guess it was going around on Facebook, there was a cartoon photo of Miley Cyrus with an expanded photo of an greatly, greatly expanded sized penis directed towards her mouth.
Hang on, I want you to tell me the story here in a moment. Miley Cyrus, the songstress, the actress, the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus, who, I don't know, I think she's like 19 now, this is probably a couple years ago. We'll get the rest of the details here at 855-453, because it's also child porn if she's 17 and 364 days old as well, which is ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring a thing you would like at 855-450-FREE, though the topic on the table at the moment is thought crimes. 1-855-450-3733. What's that you say? It couldn't happen here? Well, guess what? It is, and has been, actually, for a while. It's just that, you know, most people don't pay attention because they're doing it to people that are relatively undesirable.
The news doesn't cover it very, you know, very thoroughly. They don't want to touch on these things either.
Oh, we'll continue with the discussion here in a moment.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver all the time. Precious metals, it's a big sort of news thing going on with the quantitative easing 3, where $40 billion is being dumped every month into the marketplace to buy up crappy home loans that shouldn't have been made in the first place. Well, you can protect your money, the value in your money, by buying gold and silver. And you can do that at gold.freetalklive.com. There, you'll get some of the best prices on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces, things that are easy to comparison shop. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we've been talking about a story out of the Joplin, Missouri area where a man has pled guilty to possession of child porn cartoons. Drawings. He didn't actually have any real photographic evidence of children being involved in sex acts, which is supposed to be what child porn is. No, he actually had fantasies of children involved in sex acts. The drawings of, and probably not his drawings, this sounded like things that he had downloaded from somewhere else. His wife found a...
But what if they were your drawings?
His wife found a folder on his computer called Incest Comics and proceeded to turn him into the police. And now he's going
I wonder
to,
if she wanted a divorce.
Yeah, right. Now he's going to prison for 3 years. And Dan was telling us about, because we just kind of used that to go on to a general conversation about the idea of thought crimes and that you have to stand up for the most undesirable people in society if you don't want this crazy, dangerous snowball of thought crimes to continue getting bigger and more intrusive into our lives. Dan, you were going to tell us a story, I guess, about a guy who allegedly had a picture of Miley Cyrus with some sort of penis. Tell me more about this.
Okay, he had been arrested, and the big press release had been done that he was arrested on sex crimes. It was a photo on the front page of everyone's news. And I just...
That doesn't ruin someone's life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely ruined it. Yeah. Sat in jail for 3 months. I just happened to be. You mentioned the media doesn't cover that part of it. Can't afford to have reporters in the courtroom all the time. And I just happened to be in the courtroom when he came in. Well, they said the it was he had had a photo of Miley Cyrus, and it had a hugely, greatly expanded penis aiming towards her mouth.
Right, and Photoshop
they
there.
Said it was, yeah, they said it was apparently something that had been going around on Facebook or some site. And he mm-hmm. thought it was funny, and he printed it down, put it in his desk, and completely forgot about it. In fact, he was gone to Las Vegas. Well, the judge, the bottom line is the psychologist said, you know, Judge, we put this guy through every conceivable test, and this guy is less of a child pornographer than you or me, and we're not. And the judge said, well, you know, it was kind of a, sounds to me like it was another one of those, a stretch with the police trying to make the case. And the judge did say, he said, you know, what you need is you need help for your depression. And they dropped that charge. But nobody knows.
Thank goodness.
That charge. And the guy spent 3 months in jail when what he needed was help for depression.
And
which then led to, I went over to meet with the public defender's office on something else. And I, one of the public defenders said, you know, this is an ongoing problem. Yes, there are real child sex offenders, and, you know, that's a different matter. But so often it is someone who wants a divorce or some 12-year-old girl that didn't get their way. And this guy is sitting in prison.
Mm.
But we've got one in jail right now. He's getting his car repossessed. His life is ruined. And we know that he hasn't done anything, but we can't get the case to court. She said every time we talk to the girl accusing him, the story doesn't match. And just so often it's a case of a divorce or something where they're can't get their way.
Yeah, this is not a system that's designed to help people at all. And I thank you for the call, Dan. I appreciate it.
I'd like to point out this specifically men. Now, if I wanted to set my wife up for a divorce and I went and downloaded child porn into her computer, I'm more likely to get in trouble myself
mm-hmm.
than for her to get in trouble. Whereas if she did it to my computer, the
case
chances,
closed.
The chances, right, bam, what about justice? Who cares?
Yeah.
Shut up. You know, I mean, that's how it's going to go because
right.
men...
Prove that you put it there.
Men are, you know, just viewed largely in the society. This is a generalization. Viewed as these, you know, sexually uncontrolled beasts.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, women, the gatekeepers of sex, you know, and that's how it is.
Let's go to James. He's listening in South Carolina in the Charleston area to WSCFM. Hey, James.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, first, thank you so much for letting me on your show. I absolutely love your program. I love it. But this individual, it's obvious that he has some, deviance.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe there to be an actual crime here. I mean, there are no actual children in this photograph or these depictions.
That's correct.
No children are being harmed, which is
nope.
The whole idea behind child pornography is that, you know, well, with child pornography, a child is actually being harmed. But these visual depictions are nothing more than pen to paper.
Right, nothing more than the fantasies of the artist involved and the person who was looking at them, and that's it. But he's going to prison for 3 years.
Well, it's certainly deviant, but there's no real crime here. And then 3 years in prison, I have several friends who are correctional officers. And, I mean, that is not a very friendly environment for individuals connected in any way whatsoever with the sex crime. And then on top of that, this individual has not actually committed a sex crime. So this is this is really over the top.
Now, this let's put this into perspective for folks that think this is, oh, this is a one-time occurrence. This doesn't really happen. This is a freak occurrence. But we have seen instances where similar things have happened, not just here, but also, I think, in Australia as well. I don't know if it was Australia where that Simpsons porn one was. But
I think
one
the Simpsons porn one.
Simpsons
there was another
porn.
One. There was a child porn case where there was, like, these young, long-legged girls from in anime, you know, drawings,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Cartoons. And these things are out in comic book stores all over the nation. And for some reason, police decided to go after this one guy. And I think
I remember
Missouri
that
again. It might have been Kansas, somewhere in the center of the United States. They went after somebody just for Japanese comic books.
What about this one, James, since we've got you on the line? What about, and there is no shortage of these cases, what about the case where 16-year-old girl takes a picture of herself in some sort of a sex act with her boyfriend? Boyfriend gets the picture on his cell phone. It spreads around the school. Is that a crime?
It's certainly poor judgment.
It certainly is.
Well, I guess the crime wouldn't. Well, her sending him the picture—that's her own free will. I don't believe that to be a crime. Now, if he's spreading it amongst his, his age group peers, I don't believe that to be a crime either. Now, or adult and recipient of this, I mean, that is a crime. But
an adult receiving it, is it a crime?
Is it a crime or is it wrong?
Wrong, not a crime.
Okay.
So it's okay for a 17-year-old male to look at that picture, but not an 18-year-old male? Just want to make sure I'm clear on this.
See, that is where the problem with the law comes in.
Yeah, right.
It is. Here's an interesting conundrum. There are states in the United States, I'm in one, where you can, where an adult can have sex with a 17-year-old, but if that adult takes pictures of that act, and let me tell you, we've covered those stories here on Free Talk Live, then it's a crime. It's legal
right,
to have sex.
Distribution of child pornography, right. But he's allowed to have sex with the girl. He's not allowed to take pictures. It's just really ridiculous. I mean, it is okay or it isn't okay. And when you start dictating maturity by a number...
I heard you, man. You are absolutely dead on with that, James. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
There's actually an issue of Playboy magazine that has a young lady
underage.
That was underage, and they found out later. Uh-oh. Everybody who looked at it is a child porn viewer.
855-453. And then how about the times when they charged the teenage girl who was in the picture with creating child porn?
Happens.
They've done that, too.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered feature, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. And if you like the show and would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find links to Amazon, as well as some other stores. But you go to those Amazon links, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and get the stuff you're looking for at a great Amazon deal. Get it shipped right to your door, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Or if you want, you can buy used, and maybe you'll save a few extra bucks that way. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And get your shopping taken care of, whether it's for you or something you need to buy for the upcoming holiday season. It's a good way to get the stuff you need, the stuff you want, at a great deal. And help Free Talk Live, because we'll get a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
Nicole, Christmas is coming, by the way.
It is. Nicole is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask what your opinions are on... If, say, perhaps a live photograph is rendered into an animated looking picture using software such as like Photoshop or something, and that's something that, you know, is really easy to do. What are your thoughts on that?
So let me get this straight. Are we talking about a situation where, say, a child is playing football, so they're bent over the football getting ready to hike it, and then somebody cuts this out and then puts it behind the in a suggestive way with a giant purple ding dong?
No, I mean an actual image of actual child pornography.
Okay.
Where the image is rendered so that it looks like a drawing or an etching. So it doesn't look like
a live-action
photograph anymore.
Well, child porn is child porn. It includes a child, and a child is it's full of blood. It runs around on 2 feet, and it yells and screams. A child isn't drawings on a piece of paper.
But
or,
do you understand what she's saying?
I do. I get it. There's these little SketchUp things that you can take a picture and enter it into a program, and it'll just make it look like a drawing. And,
right.
You have to have, I guess, possession of the picture in order to put it into the SketchUp thing of the drawing.
Well, but you could make that photo, you could make the drawing version and then distribute that, so somebody could have the drawing without having the original photo. of it. Look, my answer to your question, Nicole, is that in my opinion, it's not a crime either way, because we're not talking about the individual who actually forced a child into a undesirable sexual situation. To me, that's the only crime here that that we're really talking about.
Okay. So as to the case that you originally brought up, I think that there's more to it in terms of the wife, in terms of the wife's motive, in terms of that particular prosecutor maybe want to make their bones. I think that 3 years in a penitentiary is going to do far more harm for this individual.
Absolutely.
If in fact they do have a problem. And I think that in and of itself, that needs to be looked at. Unfortunately, you know, federal prosecutors don't get investigated. Federal cases don't get investigated. So if the wife had a vendetta against him and she went on his computer and she downloaded this type of material, or if someone has, you know, someone can have access to maybe your personal email and go to a bunch of crazy websites and sign you up, or maybe sign you up at your work email address, and then you're sitting at work and you're getting all this pornography email because someone was angry with you, when you certainly get fired, lose your job, et cetera. So I think that there's a whole lot more to this case in terms of this gentleman probably having his back against the wall, being in the room with the prosecutors and looking at what he thought was probably going to be a much, much longer sentence, and not, you know, not knowing or not thinking that he had a better chance of defense.
I agree. Nicole, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the number.
So it's interesting. If you possess something that may be the product of a crime, and that's what she's talking about here, where you know, a picture might be rendered into something that looks like a drawing.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the diamond rings are often brought, I mean, people doing the diamond mining are often under slave labor conditions, real-life slave labor conditions. So, ladies, look at that finger. Do you see a diamond there?
Mm.
Are you are you involved in this crime? Because it doesn't feel like it, right?
Yeah, well, but this is a thought crime. Like, when somebody buys a diamond ring, they're not thinking about, you know, whatever the criminal act might have been. They're not thinking about the
guy
slavery.
That was in possession of the Miley Cyrus with the, you know, the Photoshop thing there wasn't thinking about it being a crime either.
No. I agree with that. But what is being criminalized here are certain ideas. And the people who have those ideas are being labeled as criminals. They're being put in prison cells. And those ideas may be undesirable. They may be unpopular. They may be things that people feel like they should ostracize another person for. But they shouldn't put someone in prison for it. For thinking a thought that is unpopular should not be a criminal act. And that's what's going on here. And it's not just happening with people with child pornography, or with bestiality, or with, you know, weird bodily fluid porn. You know, it's not just happening there. It's also happening in the area of dissent, for instance, out in Britain. And maybe we can tell you more about that in a moment.
Well, you know, in this case, though, if we assume the worst about this guy, that he was holding on to this this drawing porn because he likes the idea of children having sex but didn't want to actually look at child porn because he knew it was illegal, to me, he's a pedophile, but what are you going to do about that? He's managing his pedophilia. That's what we ask of every person that we put in jail for pedophilia after they get out. Manage this. Don't touch children. Don't look at naked sexual pictures of children, and we'll allow you to be free. So why in the world would they lock this guy up?
Let's go to Doug, also listening to WNIS in Virginia. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've been listening off and on to this conversation for the last half an hour, so let me ask both of you guys a question. Are either one of you parents?
Yes, I am a parent.
You are a parent.
Yeah, my child's 4 and a half.
4 and a half, great. I'm 49. I have a younger brother that's 39. He's 10 years younger than I. My parents owned 3 daycare centers in the Virginia area when I was in my early to mid-20s. Of course, he was 12 to 15 at that time, my younger brother. We found disturbing pictures that he had drawn. You know, the
Your
computer
brother,
internet wasn't that big then.
I'm trying to make sure I understood correctly. He, your brother?
My brother, he.
Okay.
He's 39 now. He's been in the world of academia, believe it or not, as a dorm counselor for males incoming. He's gay. But at the time, my parents owned three daycare centers in the Virginia Tidewater area. And we found these pictures that he had. I did. I was, again, 10 years older than he, and I brought them to their attention. Oh, they, you know, it's just Matt. It's okay. It's okay.
And the pictures were of children in drawings of children in sexual positions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. One of the kids from one of the daycare centers, one night, the father found a tick in his private area, and he said, hey, you know, I'm going to remove the tick. I just want to make sure no one's ever touched you in this area. And the kid said, oh, yeah, well, my half-brother, I think I've already mentioned his name, but anyway, yes, he has. And the father said, what? And he said, well, yeah. He says, where? He said, at the daycare center. Well, that was the beginning of the slew of kids that came forward, young males, from three daycare centers, within the next 2 weeks came forward saying, yeah, they had been sodomized, et cetera.
Yikes.
By a 15-year-old who had those pictures prior to that. My point is, and I'm all with you about government not being in this, that, and the other, but you know what? If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, guess what, brothers? It's a duck.
You're going to suggest that this guy, just because he had pictures, was acting on his fantasies?
Apparently so.
No. Your brother, we know, was acting on his fantasies. Well, it sounds pretty clear like his brother was acting on his fantasies. Hold that thought, Doug. We can bring it back here in a moment. Doug, hang on. We can bring it back and continue the discussion here in a moment. Mark, you said we don't know. Well, if a bunch of kids are coming out saying something is happening,
it's just one guy.
That's pretty good evidence. That's pretty good. Let's presume he's telling the truth, though. That's pretty good evidence that something happened here. In the case we're talking about, with the guy with the pictures, there's nobody who's accusing him of anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.